Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. Nicole Bateman joins us from Limitless Decatur, coming up next.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. Who won our holiday hero sampler? We got like the 20 pounds of meaty.
That was Tim.
Tim. Just Tim?
Tim Carter.
Okay. Just Tim. Like Cher.
Like Tiny Tim. May I have some more?
Tiny Tim. You mean like the play or the guy
the
who
play,
played
not
the...
the guy with the ukulele. All right, with my voice. No, yeah, not
Tiny,
him.
Tiny Tim was a character from The Tonight Show when I was a kid.
Yes.
You know, I think he made an appearance at the Decatur Celebration,
if I'm not mistaken.
Did he get married or something? There's some strange whole thing. Did he get married here, Jeff Daly?
No, I don't remember if he got married
Or did he get married on The Tonight Show?
He got married on The Tonight Show.
I'm juggling my memories.
Yeah,
that happens.
He was just creepy while he was here.
How do you think a guy like that, just out of curiosity, gets to The Tonight Show?
I think if you're just weird enough.
Okay, I'm just trying to think about. Okay, what would be the modern day equivalent of that? Because I think Pauly Shore would have been close.
Mm-hmm. Poor Pauly Shore. That's
really.
No, I'm not trying to defend him.
Would Pauly Shore have any actual talent?
No.
Okay, so therefore, I will stand by my connection. Who would you put there today?
I don't know who you'd put there today, to tell you the truth, because it takes a special...
Andy Dick?
Oh, there you go.
He's probably more 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, yeah. So there are some people who have just kind of made... Who?
Tiny Tim.
Yeah, well,
he was 125 years old, Lindsay. He died, like, suddenly or early or anything.
He was creepy.
Well, he looked that way when he was, like, 40.
Well,
you know, like, one of those guys
too.
Who, like, looked the same their whole life.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, Tiny Tim. So there you have it. Tim Carter. Nothing tiny about that. Won our $60 box of goodness from Heinkel's. And you can order yours all the way up through December 15th, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So check it out. Now, are you? I'm going to start asking everybody, every guest that we have. Nicole Bateman, are you a Braunschweiger fan?
I've never had it.
Really?
Yeah.
The spreadable sausage?
No, I don't think I've ever had it. No, I'm not opposed to it. I'll try anything once. Well,
but you grew up in an FFA kind of
place. I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. I've tasted all sorts of farmy stuff, but no, that's one I've never had.
Okay, well, we're going to have an official Braunschweiger day between now and December 15th. I mean, we're literally going to invite...
Braunschweiger for breakfast?
Yes, and we're going to, like, get... if you've got... Okay, that's a great thing here. We're going to do that, Lindsay. So if people have, like, Braunschweiger recipes they'd like to share with us, because people like it, like, on a saltine. I like a sandwich with, like, a really hearty mustard. Some people like pickles. Some people like onions, you know.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
Sounds
so delicious. It's also one of Heinkel's oldest recipes. Have you ever seen the Heinkel's recipe book?
No, I haven't. But
it came over
amazing.
Like with the great grandfather or whatever from Germany in like 1912.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're still using these great recipes, you know, in 2017, which is pretty amazing. So congratulations
to
Tim. He won the first of six of those Heinkel's holiday samplers we're giving away. You can get your own. It's an $80 value. You can get it for $60, so it's $20 off. Call 428-4401. You can send an email to sales@heinkelspacking.com. And remember, they were the Illinois Indiana Association Grand Champion with several of their categories. Now, people love the jalapeno and cheese wieners. Those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie.
Tasty.
But the Braunschweiger is fantastic. What's up with you?
Oh, man, we've been busy.
Yeah?
Which is good. Yeah.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah, it seems like we're always busy. But we're excited to start kind of laying out the plans for next year for the Limitless campaign and doing a couple of things. One thing, though, we decided to start early. No need to wait on this. We created, for all the ambassadors out there who may be tuning in, we did create a closed Facebook group page for those Limitless ambassadors. And this was at a suggestion from one of our ambassadors, which I thought was brilliant. I'm not sure why we didn't do it earlier. But typically, the communication to the ambassadors...
Don't you hate that when somebody points out the obvious?
Yeah.
And you go, how did we miss that?
No, because typically, the communication to the ambassadors has flowed through me. You know, I'll send out the email and... I'll collect info from different ambassadors and then send one email out. But, you know, she said, well, why don't, you know, if I have this idea, you know, she goes, I'm always bouncing off of you, but I know there's 600 of us. So is there a way we can communicate? I'm like, well, duh, that's a great idea. So anyway, so we set up a closed Facebook group. So if you are already an ambassador, check your email. We send an email out with a link that you can get directly hooked into the group.
How many ambassadors do we have out there?
We have a little over 600.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And then how does one become an ambassador if they're still interested in doing this? Or maybe they don't know about it. They're hearing about it for the first time and they'd like to do.
Sure. So when we launched the Limitless campaign a few years ago, we automatically started signing up folks. Well, we didn't sign them up. Folks started signing up to become Limitless ambassadors. And what we ask our ambassadors to do is to stay up to date on what's happening in the community, be educated, and help correct some of these misperceptions, which that's where perceptions start, right? It's in your conversations you're having with friends, or you're having out in communities, or in your service clubs. And that's how rumors get started, right? So, and we know that sometimes they're not always correct, and that's what helps form perceptions and reputations. And so we ask our ambassadors to help just stay knowledgeable on the facts so that they can help kind of correct those. It's free. It's easy. We send out emails once or twice a month with kind of behind the scenes on what's happening. If you want to sign up, you can go to limitlessdecatur.com. There's an ambassador link at the very top, and you just enroll with your name and email address, and then we'll send you some details from there on ways to get involved. So, and you know, the ambassadors have been called on over and over again for really significant projects in the community. You know, one of which, you know, volunteering for DPS at the Farm Progress Show, the Decatur Celebration at times, and then most recently with the city revitalization and the Decatur Public School strategic planning. So we know that this is a very passionate group that is there to help transform the community, and so they get called on quite a bit for different things.
All right, so this is a way for you to get involved. People say they want to get involved. It's not hard. Everyone's welcome. I always, every once in a while, you'll get somebody who will say something to the effect of like, well, you don't involve us, or you don't involve me. And I always think to myself, man, those people just really aren't trying very hard, because for the people who are out here doing a lot of the work, most people, if not all, would say, hey, welcome, because there's a lot of lifting to do. And I've not found anyone in this community. And I think if you ask Mike Holvey or Kathy Byerly, people that move to this community, come here, they don't have a hard time assimilating and finding a way to roll up their sleeves and get involved.
Yes, that's right on point with what I've been saying for years, because I'm a transplant as well. And that is the one thing I had really most admired about the community when I first moved here, was that if you wanted to get involved, you could, and you could quickly, and that is a great way to meet people. So now when new folks are in town, oftentimes I'll get a call either from them or from their employer that says, hey, would you mind meeting with them? Just kind of get them, you know, get them in touch with what they're interested in. And that's one thing I tell them right away is don't hesitate to get involved. You know, sign up for one or two or three or 10 things.
Absolutely.
There's no shortage, but that's a really great way to meet people and to get connected very quickly.
Yeah. So it's simple and easy. Go to limitlessdecatur.com if you want to check that out and sign up and be involved. I tell you, you know, there's nothing quite like, I know there are times when I feel like, oh God, it'd be nice to not have this 6 things to do this weekend, because that's just sort of human nature. But it is so overwhelmingly, positive to be involved in things. And then the more involved you get, all new worlds open up, and you go, oh, okay, there's even more ways to be involved. And then that opens up, and you just keep sort of learning, right? And that's the amazing thing. But you got to get off the couch and actually go do it.
Right, right. Yeah, it's easy to sit back. And, you know, that's something I've told folks, too. If you want to live a very kind of quiet life here and you don't want to be involved, you're not going to be harassed to get involved. But when you do get involved, you do make a really big difference here, because I think the size of our town and the size of our individual communities and collective community as Macon County is small enough that you can have a real impact here. You know, look at the things that our folks are doing here that if they tried to do those in a major metropolitan area, let's say Chicago or the suburbs, it would be much more difficult. But here we can get things done. We can get them done quickly. And you can see the results from your efforts.
There's no doubt about it. And I was looking at, we had last week the Governor's Cup, and you were kind enough with Ryan to come over and support the cause along with the mayor and the county board chairman and some other folks who were there. And you looked at the cities that were sort of either hometown winners or finalists for the Governor's Cup. You know, you didn't see Chicago.
Right, right, right.
Big cities don't
surprise me, actually.
What did it?
I mean, I guess if I think about it, it doesn't surprise me, but I was surprised when everything in the state seems to be so Chicago oriented, But when it comes to philanthropy, it was all downstate.
Right, because I think sometimes cities are too big to be able to galvanize around any specific thing,
mm-hmm.
don't you?
That's a great point.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, we're big bureaucratic, bloated government is sort of seen as the answer to things instead mm-hmm. of people, you know, partnering and companies and businesses and individuals and churches and schools and, you know, all it takes to make the food drive happen every mm-hmm. year. It didn't surprise me at all. I was happy we won. Now, Nicole, in what was a very could have been disastrous move, decides to Facebook Live this thing. How are you going to explain it when everyone went, you know, like in our row?
I was just not going to post to the page. So then the 10 people that happened to be watching this, I would have been the only 10 people that have seen it. And then you wouldn't be able to find it after that. So I did have a backup plan.
I'm glad you did, though, because I was able to watch it on YouTube. Thank you for putting it up.
You're welcome.
No, I was glad she did it. I just thought, well, that was kind of...
It's a little gutsy, but, you know, the risk was gonna outweigh the reward, right? Yeah. So we wanted to, you know, we knew that this was an award for the community, a recognition, as you've said, time and time for the volunteers. And so, you know, to be able to capture that moment was pretty cool. And it's been a long time. I mean, I used to do, I was in all sorts of contests through FFA, and, you know, I did a pageant or two, you know, things like that. And that real nervousness you get in your stomach right before they announce a winner, like that pause the winner is.
Yeah.
And it all came back. It was so exciting. So, yeah, thanks for the invite.
Well, no, I was glad you could be there. Jennifer Bennett, who worked in mm-hmm. your office for so long, works at ADM and is one of the great people, Jennifer and Bruce, the whole crew, you know, had encouraged us to do this. And we wouldn't probably have done it on our own because we don't necessarily – The awards are nice, the accolades are nice, but it's more about the community. I mean, that mm-hmm. the reason we, you know, submitted this was not so that we go, hey, look, we got an award. It was,
right,
you know,
right.
to recognize what this community does.
Yep.
And recognize it at a state level. And so we were thrilled to go over and do the process. By the way, there's a podcast up from Thursday that with Debbie and Kevin and Jerry Pels that we could have four people go over and mm-hmm. do the interview. And so we actually did the first one the week of our food drive this year, like on a Wednesday. And then we found out after the fact that we were a hometown award winner and then one of the finalists mm-hmm. because they take the four out of all of the state. And ours was for the over 50,000 population, our category. Which put us in the larger category. Mm-hmm. And so then we went over last week. We had to go back over at 9:30 in the morning and then do another panel interview with three other new judges.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of an interesting process. And I found myself very nervous on Wednesday when I'm normally not nervous in these kind of situations. I've been fortunate in my career to win two Marconi Awards. One was in Orlando, Florida, and the other one was in Nashville, Tennessee, I believe. You know, and you're in a banquet with hundreds of radio industry people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that was like for me. And so it was like if I win or lose, I was nervous right. Wednesday because it was like I felt like I didn't want to let the community down.
Right.
Because it was for, you know, all mm-hmm. of them. And I was mm-hmm. nervous, which is weird because I don't ever get nervous.
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
And I felt pretty good when the guy was like reading announcing and he goes, whoa.
Right.
You know what he meant? I'm like, okay, but he's not a judge. And then Governor Rauner showed up and he clearly seemed to not know who the winner was. I mean, because this is the first time they hadn't told the winner. Mm-hmm. Who they were, you know, they've in previous years, you know, let them know. So I guess so they bring people over or whatever.
Oh, sure.
But we had people come mm-hmm. over on faith, which was great. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It turned out that we won. So it comes home for the first time since 1985. The only other time the Decatur-Macon County community won this award was for Decatur Advantage, which is pretty incredible when you go
mm-hmm.
back and you think about that. 1985, I was a year out of, I graduated high school in 84. That's a long time ago. anyway, it was great, and we had a lot of fun, and thank you for being over there to support the cause.
Oh, you're
welcome. But this doesn't, and I like the fact that we're getting out there. You know, for years, Springfield and Bloomington and Champaign-Urbana sort of either grabbed that spotlight for themselves or kind mm-hmm. of felt superior. And I don't mean this in any pejorative way, just to say mm-hmm. I look at what's going on in Springfield right now and the panic that they're having over economic development. And we tried to find an open place for lunch in downtown Springfield while we were there last Wednesday. And there's a lot of nice places, but they were locked up and only open for dinner. And you look at the downtown. We went over to the museum, which is fantastic. But there, you don't get that sense that they feel – or that we feel that we are inferior to them anymore.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. And, you know, that's it's because of the progress we've been making as a community over the past number of years, and now we're talking about it. Had we sat quietly and continued just to keep our heads down and keep working like we've been doing, we'd still be accomplishing much of what we're accomplishing today. But it's important that they recognize it, because at some point we need to. A great example is this, I think. So Champaign is an incredible community, and the University of Illinois is fantastic. And there are some real serious research capabilities there that play very well into what we're trying to do here. And so to partner with them is important when we talk about business attraction, and to be able to tout one another's capabilities is important. Had we not been talking about, though, the significant strides we've made as a community, they would probably still be thumbing their noses at us. But I can tell you now, they're not.
Yeah, and no, they're not. So, and also, and I'm not thumbing my nose at them, but they're going through gang problems and crime problems that we went through in the 1990s. And it's not, just like it wasn't our problem in the 90s, this transient sort of drug movement. You heard the sheriff and the general of the Colombian Army earlier in the show today talking about how this drug war has made us a 50 border states, and it's that traffic between St. Louis and Chicago. A lot of these criminal enterprises aren't even like naturally from citizens of these communities. So it moves around. But I think with Bloomington, they're just going through things they haven't gone through. We've gone through it. We've come out the other side stronger, I think, and I'm sure they will as well.
Yep.
But I just don't feel like we're the little engine that could versus these other communities that are booming.
No, I mean, look at, that's the reason why we have these. We're going to do it even more so next year, these ranking campaigns. So we look at all the rankings we've got. Now we've got the Governor's Cup, right? So we've got all these things to be really proud of that in large part our own citizens don't know we have. So we're being very loud, very vocal about the good things that are happening.
All right, we'll go through that list when we get back on the other side
of
the break. Nicole Bateman's in the studios, Limitless Decatur. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
We've got cloudy skies gradually clearing up today for mostly sunny skies, highs near 44 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 32. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 50. And Wednesday, 50% chance of showers before noon, but gradually clearing up in the afternoon, highs around 55 degrees. It is 39 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
It's Jackson Ford and Decatur's Whatever It Takes sales event. With their most aggressive sale prices of the year, they'll beat any other dealer's price, payment, rebate, trade cash, financing. Whatever the other guys offer, Jackson will do more. Deal Country will do whatever it takes. This is the sale that breaks all the rules, that flat out smashes the competition. Hundreds of cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Pick the one you like and make them an offer. They'll accept anything short of crazy. Driving a car or truck you hate and want out of it, take it in. You've got high miles, dings, or chugs, they'll take it, paid for or not. That's right, paid for or not. You got bruised credit, they'll make it work. Because they're out dealing everybody and doing whatever it takes to help you get into a new car or truck. Only at Jackson Ford and Decatur or online at jacksoncars.com, and only for a limited time. Stop on in and see what makes them deal country. All offers with approved credit. Some may require dealer participation or special terms. Negative equity added to new contract.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars of marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
Catch Byers and Company live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital in Decatur Wednesday, November 15th from 6 until 9 a.m. Experts from St. Mary's Hospital will join the show and we'll talk about diabetes awareness, prevention, and how it affects the community. Visit StMarysDecatur.com to check out the information on diabetes awareness. Also, check out NowDecatur.com or the free NowDecatur app to stream the broadcast and download the podcast. Byers and Company live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, only on WSOY 1340 AM 103.5. 3 FM and streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here with Nicole Bateman from Limitless Decatur and the EDC. So I was looking at the ad when you're talking about rankings. First in Illinois for physicians and surgeons to live and work. Where does that come from?
That's from the Good Call magazine. So they do these rankings each year based on number of factors, cost of living, hours work, transit times, all those things that matter to a lot of employers, but very specific things.
Yeah, because most doctors aren't homegrown, right? I mean, you become a surgeon, you're recruited to go work somewhere else. So most of them are coming from somewhere else. Yep. All right, second in the nation for a thriving agricultural economy.
Forbes, that one's from Forbes magazine. That was a recent, all of these are recent, but that one was very recent. We were very excited about that. So that is an important one because when we talk about thriving ag economy, I mean, most of what we do here in the community is very agriculture-based in some form or fashion. And so still to be, ranked very highly, even with all the hubbub of some of the recent headquarters moves, we still clearly here in Decatur are second in the nation.
All right, third in the nation is an emerging logistics and distribution center, which goes hand in hand with your ag economy as well.
Yep, exactly, ag economy, and then the Midwest and LaPorte and the logistics opportunities that we have here simply because of the three class one railroads, the uncongested toll-free highway system, the airport as well. We can land those big cargo jumbo jets, and then also clearly the intermodal ramp built by ADM that is now available for third-party use.
All right, and then other things like Milliken being named best in the Midwest. You've got Forsyth named the happiest place in Illinois. Mount Zion named as one of the 2017 safest cities in Illinois, third most affordable housing market in the nation. I mean, you start adding all these things together, and it gives you a picture to paint to people, not only people to come work for ADM and Tate & Lyle and Caterpillar or whatever, but also for those companies and all the economic gardening that goes in and around those companies, that it makes sense to be here on a lot of levels.
It does. You know, and I'll tell you, so I met with Joan Kaufman, the new president and CEO of HSHS.
Who will be with us on Wednesday as we broadcast live from HSHS.
Okay, good. Well, maybe she could expand on this a little bit, but in our meeting, we were talking about, the different initiatives under the EDC, Limitless, Midwest and Port, what the EDC does. And she had said that when she was researching the community, one thing that really caught her eye was that ranking, that we were first in Illinois for places for physicians and surgeons to work and live. Now, that directly impacts clearly what she's going to do there at the hospital, but that was really attractive to her. And that's why we do these things. Without putting those pieces of information out there and having the website, having the social media campaign, having our ambassadors out there talking about what's happening in the community, who would know these things, right? So we got to continually remind ourselves about all the good things that are happening here and that we are getting recognition for them.
All right. Once again, if you're interested in being an ambassador, and if you already are an ambassador, check your email because they've created a closed Facebook page for you guys to communicate directly one-on-one, which would be nice because everybody brings something to the table, right?
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, lots of great ideas. And that's what we had in the past, too, is, hey, we need some volunteers for this or we need some volunteers for that. But they don't want just any volunteers. They want, you know, I feel like ambassadors have kind of gotten this great reputation for being really high quality, dependable, you know, kind of the best of our community, right? So, and it's not a selection process. If you want to do it, then you just sign up to do it. So, yeah sign up to be an ambassador. You go to limitlessdecatur.com. And then go to the ambassador tab.
All right. So pretty cool, too. We only got 30 seconds, but Ag Daily, they were out at the covering literally the National Association of Farm Broadcasting National Convention, which was in Kansas City last week. And Howard G. Buffett, our very own, was there talking about the FFA program and District 61 and the Farm Progress Show. It was pretty cool to see him single all of that out in a nationally staged convention.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, that is also great press for Decatur and for the public school system and for the work that's being done here. And you know, I think oftentimes the things that we do here can serve as templates and examples for others of what they can do in their own communities.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool stuff, and Nicole was kind enough to share that. What is Ag Daily? I mean, you're from this world. You speak the language. I'm just a guest.
It's a news source. News. I only know it digitally. So
well, Max Armstrong had invited Howard over a year ago. I talked to Howard about the article and sent a link to him, and he said he had agreed a year ago to go to Kansas City and do that panel, which was called a deep dive into world agricultural issues, and that deep dive into into world agricultural issues turned into a discussion about Decatur and District 61 and the possibilities. So it's very, very cool stuff. Nicole, as always, great to see you. Keep up the good work. Larry Altbomber, by the way, is retiring again. I asked him if he means it this time. We'll do that on Wednesday night. All right, we're going to take a break for the news. Back with more after this. You're listening to the Monday edition of Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'll make a major announcement on trade and North Korea Wednesday when he gets back to Washington. Those have been the major topics during this trip to Asia. The president's in the Philippines now for an East Asia summit tomorrow.
I speak to you on behalf of 350 million Americans with a message of friendship and partnership.
He's met with the leaders of the Philippines, India, and Australia.